just trying to get a sense of what you've seen so far on film of this Patriots team, and what do you think of this front seven?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely the front seven is a strong point in the defense. They also have a nice, a solid linebacker core. It's a respectable team, and a respectable defense is going to be a good challenge for our offense.
The team's 0-2 right now. What's the mood? Because we've heard there's, for lack of a better term, kind of a mutiny going on down there.
Oh, yeah. No, we're fine. We're good. 0-2, and that's unfortunate. We lost two games to very, last-second field goals. But, there's no panic over here, and, everything's, coming together. And just got to, straighten out, little details and just move on to the Patriots.
What are some of those details that you guys are, I guess, trying to straighten out? Like, what do you attribute to some of the woes from these first two games?
Oh, definitely, penalties. You have your mental penalties where the jumping off sides and aligning your alignment. Just got to take care of the penalties and yeah.
Doug, you had, I guess, two very different games. The first one, your productivity was a little less than we've become accustomed to, and last game was more what we saw you last year. And what would you attribute those two different efforts to?
Could you repeat that? Rephrase that question.
Seemed like you had a very good game last week, and your first game was a little bit rougher, and I was just wondering what the difference was between the two.
It's my first game coming back, and I probably had to get a little warmed up, and we definitely had the second game. Our line definitely blocked well, as well as it did on the first game, and Eric Lorick. It was his first game back during the Saints, and that's definitely a huge advantage to our offense, having him back there and running and run blocking for us.
Doug, what do you remember about the practice time you guys spent up here last month, and how do you think it can help you on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. We went up there and, we practiced with them and, played them in the preseason, and it helps us. We have a great familiarity with them, and what they do, and it's definitely an advantage for us.
Is it a case of I don't know if you remember a month ago, when you guys are going through drills, are you cognizant of not showing them things that you're going to want to use in the game? Is there sort of a fine line between what you can run and what you want to run and what you can't because you're going to play them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You don't want to, we knew we were playing them in the regular season, so you don't want to, show them all your basic tricks. And so we were definitely, did not show them everything that we have in our playbook, but, be sure to see it, this upcoming week.
What's it going to take for you guys to win on Sunday?
Just disciplined football. Everybody just doing their job and only their job, and everybody just playing to the best of their ability.
I guess one of the things we've heard up here is that there's some angst on the part of the players because Greg Schiano is such a disciplined person. Do you feel like everyone's bought into that? Because you just mentioned the lack of discipline with the penalties.
Everybody has bought in. It's just a transition from the practice to the game, and I don't know what it is. Just being in the game atmosphere, everybody just needs to just relax, take a deep breath, and just play the game. Just have fun with it, and then if we do that, then everything else will be good.
I mean, he hasn't played in a game yet, but what would Carl Nick's return mean to you guys?
Carl, he's working hard to get back. He wants to play, and There's no final word on if he's going to play this week, but he's definitely a guy that definitely gives a boost to our offense, and we hope he gets back soon.
What does he bring when he's out there?
He's definitely a big guy. he's an awesome run blocker as well as a pass blocker, and he's also a leader on the line, and he's just an overall good player.